Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
We're broadcasting live from ETF Exchange, BNY Mellon's ETF Symposium in Dana Point, California. I'm Pim Fox, my co-host Kathleen Hayes. And our next guest, David Kudla. He is chief executive and the chief investment strategist for Mainstay Capital Management. He can be followed on Twitter at David_Kudla, K-U-D-L-A. David, thanks very much for being with us.
Good afternoon, Pam.
All right. Now, I've been trying to think of an analogy that, you know, that would work here, having to do with stocks. And I was a kid, you used to fill a balloon with air, right? You blow it up and you rub it on your head and you stick it on the wall and it stays, but for a while. You have to keep doing that. Or if you pump air into a balloon, eventually it leaks out. Is that what's happened with central bank policy and equity prices, that all that money, it's really just sloshed into stocks?
Yeah, we think that's largely what has happened. And, you know, not just our Federal Reserve, but central banks around the world, maybe even more so other central banks around the world, the ECB and BOJ. We've had stimulus measure after stimulus measure. We've had, since the Great Recession, there have been 650 rate cuts by central banks around the world, more than 650 rate cuts. And now we have negative rates in places. We have asset purchase programs, the highest in history. And, you know, we look at what are many people consider some weakening fundamentals for, let's say, the U.S. stock market and other markets, but the markets continue to do well because of TINA. There is no alternative. We have cash as dead money. Bonds have zero to negative yields and or very low yields. And so stocks, the money continues to flow into stocks, and we believe, for instance, the bull market here continues to be fueled by central bank stimulus.
Well, a guest on the show, the top of the show, actually, Frank LaSala, who's with BNY Mellon and here at the ETF conference in Dana Point, said that in his view, even if the Fed raises rates once this year, you're still going to have so much accommodation. And we're really talking more about bonds and why he doesn't see bond yields rising much. If anything, maybe they could go a little bit lower and stay in this low, tight range. Is the same true for stocks?
I think it may be true for stocks, but let's look at bonds first, and I might disagree with the earlier guest about bond yields. You know, we think our bond yields on the intermediate longer term end of the curve are more a function of what's happening around the world than they are here. You know, our Federal Reserve controls, they pin the short end. They control the Fed funds rate. But when we look at 10-year and 30-year bonds, we saw yields rise recently because of you know, what was happening with the ECB, the now rumors about the operation reverse twist, potentially from the BOG, where they let the long end come up a little bit to steepen the yield curve.
You know, David, I mean, how does a chief investment strategist navigate this current landscape? What do the fundamentals tell you, and is there a divergence between what the fundamentals are saying and what policymakers are actually doing?
Yeah, Pim, that's a great question. I think that's what individual investors and professional money managers alike are frustrated with, because we live in this environment where, you know, if we look at fundamentals, we have a PE multiple that has expanded by 30% over the past year and a half, while the S&P 500 is essentially where it was a year and a half ago with volatility along the way. You know, we look at other measures like price to EBITDA, which is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, before the accountants get a hold of it and start to manipulate earnings, which really is looking at raw earnings or free cash flow. That's at the highest ever. But there's a lot of measures we can look at in an economy that is growing at 1%, that we've seen the ISM numbers come down recently. Job growth is slowing. And, You know, so it's a matter of, you know, it almost becomes more a matter of how we handicap Fed policy. If we look at just a week and a half ago, on a Friday, one Fed president spoke and hawkishly, and the market went down 2.5%. On Monday, a Fed governor spoke and dovishly, and the market went up 1.5%, which shows us how fragile this bull market is at this point and how much it is a function more of central bank and central bank stimulus than fundamentals.
Okay, give us one or two strategies. We've got about 30, 40 seconds left here, Dave, to make money or not lose it at a time like this.
Sure. So to make money, you know, domestically, what do we do in the waning years of a bull market? Well, we want companies that have a good business model, good quality companies, and can defend their market share and profit margins. That brings us to an ETF like Moat, M-O-A-T, VanEck Vectors Morningstar Wide Moat ETF. Companies like Harley-Davidson are in there, an iconic American motorcycle brand. There will never be a motorcycle brand like Harley-Davidson, Microsoft, Amazon.
Okay.
You know, these are defensible business models. And around the world, we like emerging markets because of all the liquidity globally, and then, of course, non-correlated assets to give us that hedge on those days, weeks, months when
Alrighty. The
market takes a dive.
Dave Kudla, CEO, Chief Investment Strategist, Mainstay Capital Management. I'm Kathleen Hayes, along with Pim Fox. This is Bloomberg.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.